everybody. I need to ask everybody a question. You think people want a new entry into the Gold Country, Old Country radio show?
No, but we should apologize for last week's show. It was actually a repeat
of a
previous show because you were snowed in and you couldn't get down for my own.
Well, I don't know.
We couldn't record the show.
I know.
We couldn't do the show on Sunday.
You know, we could have got down here if we'd have had tires on our water truck that had tread on them. They're absolutely bald.
I'm surprised they still hold air.
You know, we had about a 1% incline, and we couldn't make it up when there was little snow there. We need to do something about the tires on that water truck. Do you have any ideas what we could do?
Jackson Tire. 50th year this year.
50th year? Holy smokes. Yeah. Well,
Phil looks like it.
You know, if all those 50 years, you think they could have an old set of tires they're not using anymore? They could just give it to us? Of course, I don't want to try to put them on because we have split rims on those tires. I don't like working with those. You know who could help us with the split rims? I think Pat Crew. He told me, he says, I don't think he likes working with the split rims, though. Does anybody have split rims anymore?
The guy that works, the guy that owns the radio station up in Jackson, that we're on.
Oh, yeah.
Used to work at Panels Gas Station when it was a Chevron station in Ione.
Yeah.
And never wanted to change a split rim tire because they scared him so badly that the rim could pop off and cut your head off.
Scare the heck out of me.
Yeah. Have you ever heard one go?
I've heard some stories about them, but I always stayed away from them.
Yeah, me too. So.
But you know what else I don't stay away from?
Is good music.
The Davis Ranch and Slough House, where produce is as fresh as it gets. They want to thank all of those who patronized the stand last year.
Thank you.
And, you know, pretty soon they're going to be ready for the 2023 growing season, and that asparagus is going to be ready pretty soon. And if you want to find out when, you can call anytime. They have recorded information. It's 916-682-2658. That's 916-682-2658. And before you know it, that sweet corn will be out there. And, you know, we can kind of see what they're doing from here, from the bunkhouse. Yeah. We'll let you know on this show. That's the Davis Ranch on the web at davisranchproduce.com, located on Highway 16 in Slough House, where produce is as fresh as it gets.
I like saying that.
I know you do, don't you?
Where produce is as fresh as it gets. Because it is.
It sure is. Boy.
You'd be fresher if you took a pot of boiling water and took it out to the field and you took one of the stalks of corn and bent it.
Oh, yeah.
And so it was in the... Have you ever had corn that was cooked with the husk on it?
I've had it where it was barbecued with the husk on it.
I've had it. I went to someone's home, and they cooked it in the microwave in the husk. And I was like, what are you doing here?
Oh, was it good?
Didn't know any way to do that. That's the way their mother did it. It's the way they do it. They know it. Yes. Everything just comes right off it. It's like... Wow, I never thought about
that. Now, do you put butter on it? Do you put butter on your sweet corn?
No.
Oh, you don't? Really?
No, I like it just plain.
You know what I remember is when I was working in the sweet corn, the hombres down in the field, they would take ears of corn and they'd put it right on, the manifold of the engine.
Oh, yeah.
And it would be hot by the time it got up.
Yeah.
And you know who else liked it that way? I think Charlie Daniels did.
I think he'd eat it.
On KVGC Radio, AM 1340, FM 96.5.
Well, the train to grind the switch is running right on time, and the Tucker boys are cooking down in Caroline. People down in Florida can't be still when the Leonard Skinner's picking down in Jacksonville. People down in Georgia come from near and far to hear Richard Best picking on that red guitar. So gather round, chill and be down. Or just get down, chill and get loud. Well, you can be loud, yeah, and be proud. And you can be proud, yeah, and I'll be proud. Well, because South gonna do it again and again. Thank you. drinking, but it sure can play. And there's a ZZ Top, and you can't forget that old brother Will is getting soaking wet. And all the good people down in Tennessee are digging Barefoot Jerry and CDB. Well, gather round, chill and get down. Well, you can get down, chill and get loud. Well, you can get loud here and be proud. Well, you can be proud here, be proud to a rebel, cause Si's gonna do it again. Yes, it is.
Good girl's gonna go bad. Do you know? Is that threatening? Is she being threatening?
Do you think that? How is it? Is it? Is it like your good girl's gonna go bad, or your good girl's gonna go bad?
Your good girl is gonna go bad. No, your good girl is going to go bad. It's all the emphasis, isn't it? Which one do you like best? I like your version best. You know
your
what else?
Your girl's gonna go bad. See, think about it. Your good girl's going to go bad. Your good girl's going to go bad.
So
think about it.
One's bad and one's good.
Yeah.
Huh? Oh, yeah, what kind of bad are they talking about?
I don't know.
Actually, we should ask her, what do you mean by bad?
That's what I was thinking, too.
What do you mean by good? Your good girl's going to go bad.
Yeah.
You think they put the apostrophe in there on girls? They should have.
Could have.
You know who would have known about that?
Should have, could have, would have. What?
Amateur Plumbing would have known how to do that. Where if you have any plumbing needs, big or small, need them done right away, call Amateur Plumbing at 223-2204. They'll be out there right away. Take a look at it. And you know what? Give you an estimate. Free estimate. That's Amateur Plumbing for any of your plumbing needs at 223 2204. Okay, well,
I like saying that. 2204.
I know.
2204.
Yeah, it's kind of
2204.
2204.
2204.
How
about
0 0 4? You know, that would really be bad if they had a telephone like ours where some of the keys don't work.
It'd be bad.
This is bad.
It'd be bad, Slip.
No, but what if one, a couple of your keys weren't working on, or see our rotary phone, the little round part by
I'm
six.
I'm glad that that none of the numbers or none of the letters actually have been erased off it by us dialing it. Think about that. I wouldn't know where the 7 was. Where's the 7?
Well, you just have to count them, don't you?
That's all
you
have to do. I don't think so.
Huh? I was wondering what the heck was that noise?
I think it had to do with.
Is that the bell on the bike?
No. They're having nothing but trouble up there with
those kids highway, in Ion?
No, Highway 88 up in Jackson, or up in
well, they sure got a lot of wood. Yeah.
Close, open, close, open, close.
You know what? I heard the schools were closed a few days.
Yeah.
Last week.
On Thursday, it was a beautiful day, and the schools were closed.
I know. I guess it's upcountry. They still got snow problems. Huh? Well, that's too bad.
I'd just close it for the. I would, just close it all week long, and then don't take spring break.
Can they do that sort of thing?
They're gonna have to make the days up. They only have a lot of days.
Maybe they can go on a few Sundays.
I believe. We should call Chris Slucky and ask him. He would know. They can file a waiver with the state. Because teachers' contracts say they have to work so many days,
yeah.
And students have to be in class so many days, and I think you can file a waiver on that. I don't know. Maybe.
You know what is more interesting than that?
Willie Nelson.
You got that right on KVGC Radio, AM 1340. Didn't mean to interrupt you there. FM 96.5.
In twilight glow, I see blue. Eyes cry in the rain. When we kissed goodbye and parted, I knew we'd never meet again. Love is like a dying ember. And only memories remain. And through the ages I'll remember blue eyes crying in the rain.
For something I couldn't find anywhere else. But I don't want to be nobody, just want a chance to be myself. I've done 1,000 miles of thumbing. Yes, I've worn blisters on my heels, trying to find me something better.
on the streets of Bakersfield. You don't know me, but you don't like me. You say you care less how I feel. How many of you that sit and judge me ever walk the streets of Bakersfield? Some time in San Francisco, spent a night there in the Ken. They threw this drunk man in my jail cell. I took $15 from that man. I left him my watch and my old house key. I don't like folks thinking that I'd steal. Then I thanked him as he was sleeping, and I headed out for Bakersfield. You don't know me, but you don't like me. You say you care less how I feel. How many of you that sit and judge me ever walk the streets of Bakersfield? How many of you that sit and judge me ever walk the streets of Bakersfield?
I don't know why, but I just like that song.
You know who also likes that song?
Dolores Larrigan. Does she really?
Yep.
Man, that's one of my favorites.
I saw the other night on TV. I forget what it was. It was some type of special. And it was Buck Owens and Dwight Yoakam. But it only showed a portion of the song.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Just a portion of the song. I didn't know that Buck Owens was still alive.
When?
He's
not
on TV.
He's not alive now, is he?
It was last week when I was watching it on TV.
He died.
Are you saying the TV's not real?
I'm saying that it's not live, I'll tell you that much. TV's not live either.
Are you kidding
Well,
me?
Sometimes it is. Maybe it was a post-recorded show you were watching. No, they couldn't do that. We're the only person,
with the technology.
The only people with the technology to do post-recording.
Technology.
I can't even spell post. How's that? But you know what I can spell? Oly. It's O-L-Y. And I want one myself. I see you're drinking yours already. I'm going to have one too. Can we do it? Let's have a little break.
Okay.
I'll be right back. We'll be right back on KVGC Radio. AM 1340, FM 96.5. Yeah.
Hello,
everybody. It's still the second half of the first half of the Gold Country, Old Country Radio Show. Now, we just played the song.
Hello.
We just played The Streets of Bakersfield.
Yes,
now,
I saw.
I think The Streets of Bakersfield aren't as nice as The Streets of My Own. And The Streets of Slough House are pretty short. Streets of Sutter Creek and Jackson, they go from north to south. So here's my idea. I think we need to start some sort of campaign to get trees planted on the streets of Ione, Main Street. I think it would just be Main Street, put a bunch of trees on it. It would make it cooler in the summertime where it's always so hot and sunny in Ione. So can we do something like that, or would you think I'm a country bumpkin?
I think you're a country bumpkin.
Well, then let's play the music.
Now, here's your theme song.
On KVGC Radio, AM 1340, FM 96.5.
He walked into the bar and parked his lanky frame up on a tall bar stool. And with a long, soft southern drawl said, I'll just have a glass of anything that's cool. A barroom girl with hardened, knowing eyes slowly looked him up and down. And she thought, I wonder how on earth that country bumpkin found his way to town. She said, hello, country bumpkin, how's the frost out on the pumpkin? I've seen some sights, but man, you're something. Where'd you come from, country bumpkin? It was just a short year later, in a bed of joy filled tears, yet death like pain. Into this wondrous world of many wonders, one more wonder came. That same woman's face was wrapped up in a raptured look of love and tenderness. As she marveled at the soft and warm and cuddly boy child feeding at her breast. And she said, hello, country bumpkin, fresh as frost out on the pumpkin. I've seen some sights, but babe, you're something. Mama loves her country bumpkin. 40 years of hard work later, in a simple, quiet, and peaceful country place. The heavy hand of time had not erased the raptured wonder from the woman's face. She was lying on her deathbed, knowing fully well her race was nearly run. But she softly smiled and looked into the sad eyes of her husband and her son. And she said, so long, country bumpkin, the frost is gone now from the pumpkin. I've seen some sights and life's been something. See you later, country bumpkin. Said so long, country bumpkin, the frost is gone now from the pumpkin. I've seen some sights and life's been something.
Wasted days and wasted nights, I have left for you behind. For you don't belong to me, your heart belongs to someone else. Why should I keep loving you when I know that you're not true? And why should I call your name when you're the blame for making me you remember the day that you went away and left me? I was so lonely, crying for you only, my love. Why should I keep loving you when I know that you're not true? And why should I call your name when you're the blame for making me blue? So lonely, praying for you only, my love. Why should I keep loving you when I know that you're not true? And why should I call your name when you're to blame
for making me blue.
Oh, you know, that song was by Baldomar Guarza Huerta, or more famously known as Freddy Fender. You know why he changed his name to Freddy Fender? He says, I want to sell to the gringos, too.
Really? I would have thought maybe he named it after his guitar or something.
You would have thought so, huh?
Like a Fender guitar. But,
oh, I thought it was a Freddy guitar. Is there a Freddy guitar?
I don't know.
Fender guitar? Probably is a Fender guitar.
But I want to hear some Patsy Cline.
You know what? I want to hear some Eddie Arnold.
Okay, hang on a second. I got some Patsy Cline.
Wait a second. Do you have a coin?
Here, oh, no. Here, let's just... I got the Eddie Arnold here.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. I have a couple of Eddie Arnold songs. So let me play this one.
All right. How about you just do whatever the heck you want?
Yeah.
On KVGC Radio. You all right? M15... What are we? M1540, sorry. FM 96.5.
The skies are dark and gray. For a week now it's been raining every day. And again, the city kid is on the couch still trying to rope astray. Well, he's Crockett and he's Custer and he's Peacock's right-hand man. He's trying to tame the West, but Mom don't seem to understand. And she's told him to get ready, 'cause it's more than time for bed. And how he wishes he were free, 'cause he was simply born to be a cowboy. Asleep, he rides the range on a saddle that has seen its better days. And here the coyotes call, they sing the sun to rest as evening falls. Well, make a pot of coffee, boys, so strong you taste the grain. Stretch out on your blanket as he clears his throat to sing. You keep your eyes upon him with his Gary Cooper grin. It doesn't take much sense to see that he was simply born to be a cow. This concrete city's fenced him in. Can't win them all, but he'll be on his feet again. He'll ride his fantasies till then. Don't he take after me, he was simply born to be a cow. The skies are dark and gray. For a week now it's been raining every day. Come again, it's a city kid. Is all tucked in and dreaming of the range. A cow. A cow.
I stopped to see a weeping willow. lonesome as I can be. I go out walking after midnight, out in the starlight, just hoping you may be somewhere a walking after midnight, searching for me.
You know, this is a song we should have played next week when the time changes, because you could be walking around after midnight and then changing.
Sure?
I think it is. It's not this week. I think it's next week. I think it is.
Oh, look at the calendar.
And
you're right.
You'd be walking around. It would be after midnight, and you could move the clock forward an hour.
Right.
And then go back to bed. I think it's about 2 in the, two in the morning.
You always give me trouble about this calendar, but it's right.
Oh, it says 1961. Why do you have a 1961 calendar? That's kind of, get a new one. They give them away
I
at the church.
Have to buy one this year or get one. This is the same year. 2023 is the same as 1961.
Okay, wait, hold on. Let me take a look at this.
Yes.
Okay, today is that. You're right.
Next Saturday is the 11th. Sunday's the 12th, daylight savings time.
Huh.
1952. 50 also.
52 or 50 also? 50 also.
95 also.
So they're the same. I thought they couldn't repeat it.
2017 also.
2017?
Was the same as this year.
So.
2023.
So that was 6 years ago. Seems like it should have been 7 years ago. But I guess because of the leap year.
Yes.
Oh, now I'm getting it.
So I ate dinner the other day with a gentleman the other night. And he was talking about if they took leap year away.
Yeah.
We would have 13 months.
Huh.
Because of the hours that are.
Okay, 13 months.
Over the period that.
Would they all be the same number of days per month?
Yes, be 30 days a month.
But you know why they have 12. Have we had this conversation? You know why they have 12 months?
Because there was 12 apostles.
No, because of the lunar cycle. At least I think that's the reason. The moon goes around the Earth 12 times in a year.
Lunar cycle.
You didn't know that?
I never.
Not the loony cycle. You're thinking of the loony bin.
No, I was thinking about that motorcycle that those kids were riding. Lunar cycle.
Is that the
what
one?
Do you mean by, I don't understand. What is a lunar
well, look,
cycle?
How about this? Here's an ollie for you.
Drive it at night.
Here's an ollie for me. Let's take a little break and come right back. We'll figure this out.
I'll get on my lunar cycle.
I didn't know they had such things on KVGC Radio, M1340, yes. FM 96.5.
Get a sidecar. You can ride it along my lunar cycle.
Do you think that in Michigan they have motorcycles or lunar cycles?
Do you think that Lefty Frizzell has ever been to Detroit? Do you think he knows O'Malley?
Is it Detroit or Detroit?
Detroit.
It is. I think he had something to do with capturing those three convicts, the three women convicts. I know Floyd had no idea what was going on. Barney took all the credit. But Floyd was the guy who got in the newspaper to get all the credit. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Then Andy faked the cave-in? And so Barney would rescue them?
Oh, gosh, yeah. That show makes me nervous. Because I could... Barney didn't do such a bad thing there. He just went in. I mean, if Andy should have just come out the other side.
No, they.
Remember, he could have got out the other side.
That was part of the whole thing. Remember, they did.
Because Barney
got out, and then they went and realized that Barney was trying to mobilize the town to save them.
I know, but what if that cave collapsed while they were trying to get in it?
It wasn't going to. It wasn't. It was on O'Malley's property.
Well, they had to have a show next week.
But here's the one.
What's that? O'Malley?
No. When one of the convicts is dancing with Barney.
Al. that's a good episode. So do
that's
you think
pretty good when Floyd goes, Al, it's you're ruining it, Al.
Yeah, that's not very nice, Al.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think that he hasn't been to Detroit, but he's probably been to Saginaw, Michigan. Is that okay?
Let's do it.
On KVGC Radio, AM 1340, from 96.
Yeah. I was born in Saginaw, Michigan. I grew up in a house in Saginaw Bay. My dad was a poor, hard-working Saginaw fisherman. Too many times he came home with too little pay. I loved a girl,
I loved a girl
in Saginaw, Michigan.
Saginaw, Michigan.
The daughter of a wealthy, wealthy man. But he called me that son of a Saginaw fisherman, and not good enough to claim his daughter's hand. Now I'm up here in Alaska, looking around for gold. Like a crazy fool, I'm a-digging in this frozen grounds of coal. But with each new day, I pray I'll strike it rich, and then I'll go back home and claim my love to Saginaw, Michigan.
I wrote my love
in Saginaw, Michigan.
Saginaw, Michigan.
I said, honey, I'm coming home, please wait for me. And you can tell your dad I'm coming back a richer man. I hit the biggest track in Klondike history.
Her dad met me
in Saginaw, Michigan.
Saginaw, Michigan.
He gave me a great big party with champagne. Then he said, son, you're wise, young, ambitious man. Will you sell your father in a lawyer upon that claim? Now he's up there in Alaska, digging in the cold, cold ground. The greedy fool is looking for the gold I never found. It serves him right, and no one here is missing him, least of all the newlyweds of Saginaw, Michigan. With the happiest man and wife in Saginaw, Michigan.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. And now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath is hard as kerosene. You weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seemed. She began to cry when you said goodbye. Sank into your dream. Pancho was a bandit boy. His horse was fast as polished steel. He wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. Well, Pancho met his match, you know, on the deserts down in Mexico. nobody heard his dying words. Oh, but that's the way it goes. All the better all is safe. Lefty, he can't sing the blues all night long like he used to. But dust the poncho a bit down south ended up in Lefty's mouth. The day they laid poor poncho low, Lefty split for Ohio, where he got the bread to. Nobody knows. All the Federalists say they could have had him any day. We only let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose.
Hotel, and there's as quiet Cleveland's cold. And so the story ends, we're told. Poncho needs your prayers, it's true. Save a few for Lefty too. He only did what he had to do. And now he's grown old.
Ready. I didn't think that record was going to end that fast. You know why? Because I wanted to tell people about the Davis Ranch and Slough House.
Yeah.
Where produce is as fresh as it gets. Pretty soon that asparagus is going to be there. But in the meantime, they're getting all their equipment ready because they're going to have to start planting pretty soon when this place dries out. Hope they didn't get any. We didn't get any snow in Slough House. So
almost. It
should dry a little faster. But anyway, they're going to be pretty soon that asparagus is going to be ready. You can call if you want to find out any recorded information at 916-682-2658. That's 916-682-2658. Or visit them on the web at davisranchproduce.com. And they're located on Highway 16 in Slough House, where produce is as fresh as it gets. Okay, that's pretty good. You know, that took me so long to say. I didn't even know if I was going to finish that by the end of the year. Really, it seemed like it was hard to say. I think I could have said it by December.
You think so?
Yeah, I think Merle Haggard could have done it too. Do you think? Play this Merle Haggard song.
Let's do it.
On KVGC Radio, AM 1340 from 96.5.
If we make it through December, everything's gonna be all right, I know. It's the coldest time of winter, and I shiver when I see the falling snow. if we make it through December. Got plans to be in a warmer town come summertime. Maybe even California. If we make it through December, we'll be fine. Got laid off down at the factory, and their timing's not the greatest in the world. Heaven knows I've been working hard. Wanted Christmas to be right for Daddy's girl. I don't mean to hate December. It's meant to be the happy time of year. And my little girl don't understand why Daddy can't afford no Christmas here. If we make it through December, everything's gonna be all right, I know. It's the coldest time of winter, and I shiver when I see the falling snow. If we make it through December, got plans to be in a warmer town come summertime. Maybe even California. If we make it through December, we'll be fine.
From my hair, shake it loose and let it fall, playing soft against your skin like the shadows on the wall. Come and lay down by my side till the early morning light. All I'm taking is your time. Help me make it through the night. I don't care what's right or wrong. I won't try to understand. Let the devil take tomorrow. Lord, tonight I need a friend. Yesterday is dead and gone, and tomorrow's outside, and it's sad. Help me make it through the night. And it's sad to be alone. Help me make it through the night. I don't want to be alone. Help me make it through the night.
You know, that may be my favorite song ever. The thing I like about it are the lyrics.
What about the streak? I thought you liked the streak. They call him the streak.
No, this has better words than the streak. I like the part about a shadow on a wall.
Green teeth in the knee. No?
Well, I got to say, those are good words, too.
Yeah.
Good words. Good lyrics. Anyway, that was awfully good. You know, that makes me so relaxed that I need to sit down here.
Yeah.
have an Ollie, and take it easy. Can we do that one more time?
I think we could.
Well, let's do it on KVGC Radio, AM 1340, FM 96.5. Right. Well, this sounds like a good idea. Are you okay over there?
Yeah, I just want to... I like this song.
What's
I'm sorry.
Do you have a...
Uncle Albert.
Do you have a Paul McCartney song over there?
Well, isn't that the song? It says, I'm sorry. It doesn't tell me who's doing it.
I think the Paul McCartney song is, We're So Sorry, Uncle Albert. Not, I'm sorry, Uncle Albert. You know, there was a song a long time ago, Brenda Lee. I wonder if that could be the one.
Think that's what that is?
I don't know. You know who might know?
Who would know?
That Frank at Amador Plumbing. Do you have his phone number?
You know, he came and fixed our toilet. Were you here when he fixed the toilet the other day? We had a problem. Now, I'll tell you what. When you call a company, and he's got people that works for him.
Yeah, yeah.
The owner of the company came out and serviced us.
Oh, did
they? The owner himself came out, and he was in and out of here in no time at all. I mean, he came in, walked to the bathroom, said, yep, you need a new floater valve there, whatever that thing is, you know,
where yeah,
you
sure.
toilet. He went to his truck, got it, came back, pulled it out, put it in. I bet you he was here 15 minutes.
Wow, really?
I'm not going to charge you for the pay for the parts. I'm going to charge you for the labor.
No kidding. So do you think that that's going to save you any money with that water, saving the water like that?
Going to save you. You're the one that pays the water bill. I pay the power bill.
Holy smokes. That must be why our bill was so big.
Yes.
So he fixed that? Gosh, yes. We've been using that. Apparently that toilet's been leaking a lot.
Yeah.
So he fixed it. Good. It's about time. Should have called him earlier, because that would be Amador Plumbing at 223-2204. They'll give you a free estimate, let you know what it is, and then get the job done right. That's Amador Plumbing at 223-2204. All right, let's see. So are you still sorry?
Oh, sorry.
You know, I'm pretty sure that's not Paul McCartney, but here, play it, and then play that drinking record afterward.
Ooh, yeah. Boy,
on KVGC Radio, AM 1340, FM 96.5.
I'm sorry, so sorry. Love could be so cruel. Oh, 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 yes. You tell me mistakes are part of being young, but I don't write a wrong that. Please accept my apology, but love is blind, and I was too blind to see.
To see.
Sorry.
you thought I'd be waiting up when you came home last night. You'd been out with all the boys and you ended up half tied. But liquor and love, they just don't mix. Leave the bottle or me behind. And don't come home a drinking with loving on your mind. No, don't come home a drinking with loving on your mind. Just stay out there on the town and see what you can find. Cause if you want that kind of love, well, you don't need none of mine. So don't come home a drinking with loving on your mind. You never take me anywhere because you're always gone. And many a night I've laid awake and cried here all alone. Then you come in, a kissing on me, it happens every time. No, don't come home a drinking with loving on your mind. No, don't come home a drinking with loving on your mind. Just stay out there on the town and see what you can find. Cause if you want that kind of love, well, you don't need none of mine. So don't come home a drinking with loving on your mind. No, don't come home a drinking with loving on your mind.
What does she mean by that? Don't come home a drinking.
Don't come home a drinking.
With love.
Unless you bring some for me. That's what I'd say.
She's got to do something. She looks like she's kind of in the bed.
Is she talking about you or me?
Well, I think she's talking about her boyfriend.
Don't you become home a drinking, you?
With a little loving on your mind.
Yeah.
Well, that's
yes.
good.
Yes. But think about that.
No, I don't want to.
Think about that whole.
No, I don't want to think about it.
Don't you come home a drinking with loving on your mind.
Drinking what?
Thinking. Well, I don't know.
Ollie's? How about this? You know who? You know she may have been talking about Ray Charles. Think so? No.
Let's do it. I got one lined up right here. You saw it.
Oh, really? Yeah, I did. All right, on KVGC Radio, AM 1340, FM 96.5.
Are all due, and the baby needs shoes, and I'm busted. Cotton is down to a quarter of a pound, but I'm busted. I got a cow that went dry, and a hen that won't lay. A big stack of bills that gets bigger each day. The county's gonna haul my belongings away, cause I'm busted. I went to my brother to ask for a loan, cause I was busted. I hate to beg like a dog without his bone, but I'm busted. My brother said there ain't a thing I can do. My wife and my kids are all down with the flu. And I was just thinking about calling on you, and I'm busted. I am no thief, but a man can go wrong when he's busted. The food that we canned the last summer is gone, and I'm busted. The fields are all bare, and the cotton won't grow. Me and my family got to pack up and go. But I'll make a living just where I don't know, cause I'm busted. I'm broke, no bread, I mean like nothing.
should be thankful, Lord, I know I should. But Lord, I hope this day is good. Lord, have you forgotten me? I've been praying to you faithfully. I'm not saying I'm a righteous man, but Lord, I hope you understand. I don't need fortune and I don't need fame. Send down the thunder, Lord, send down the rain. But when you're planning just how it will be, plan a good day for me. Lord, I hope this day is good. I'm feeling empty and misunderstood. I should be thankful, Lord, I know I should. But Lord, I hope this day.
You know, that is a good way to end the show.
Let's do it.
That is, you know, I hope this day is good. Oh, it should be good. Yesterday was good. Although the weather's going to be a little troubling.
Man, I tell you what, it's going to be again next week. We're going to see, you know, look how it is right now, you know.
Yeah, I know.
The way it's overcast and raining off and on here now. That's tomorrow the same, Monday, Tuesday, next week. It's going to be wild.
Well, you know what? I think Don Williams had it right this time. Hope this day is good. Who knows what tomorrow brings.
There you go.
All right. Well, thanks everybody for listening, and we'll see you all next week on KVGC Radio, M1340 FM 96.5.